Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Virginia Supreme Court takes up the Fairfax County so-called LGBT case. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, just recently, the Virginia Supreme Court decided to step into the middle of this so-called bathroom bill, if you will, or the LGBT policy in Fairfax County, which is a county in the northern Virginia area. Now, Virginia law has what's called the non-discrimination list, and it operates under what most states operate, which is called the Dillon's Rule, meaning that, Matt, these categories of so-called non-discrimination, they have to be uniform. You can't have one county or city, or in this case, a school board, having one set of categories, and it be different in another place of the state. It has to be uniform, and therefore these individual entities, including school boards, cannot add to those categories and make that non-discrimination category more stringent than the state law. And that's, in fact, what the Fairfax County School Board did. They added sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression to their policy and to their student handbook. And Liberty Counsel has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a student and the parents, and on behalf of Andrea Lafferty, who is a citizen there in Fairfax County.
Now, they couch it in terms of trying to prevent discrimination. But let's be clear, what they've done here is under the guise of adding another group of individuals, self-identified transgender people. These are individuals who are sexually confused, a boy or a teen boy who believes or just wants to pretend that he is actually a girl trapped in a boy's body. So they're using, under the guise of doing that, what they've really done is they've abused and circumvented and gone rogue here with this anti-discrimination law and arbitrarily added to it in order to open up bathrooms and do away with gendered. In other words, to open up girls' showers and bathroom facilities to boys. So what it really does is it adds a category of people who are discriminated against. It discriminates against people based on their sex. It discriminates against girls, for instance, because it now invades their privacy and puts them at risk and opens up the showers to fully exposed men and boys. So they are discriminating under the guise of non-discrimination. I'm so glad that the Virginia Supreme Court has taken this up, and hopefully they'll quickly do away with this lawless behavior by the Fairfax County School Board.
Yeah, we're just pushing these young girls into dangerous situations of potential abuse. And so we just celebrate this. Matt, you were up there recently arguing this case before the court, and we just praise God that they have agreed to take this case.
Yeah, what happened here originally is we filed suit in the local circuit court in Fairfax County, and the judge threw out the case, tossed it out, ruled against us, saying that there has to be a 30-day window in which you challenge these rules or these particular actions, and if you don't, then you have no case. Well, that makes no sense, because right, that means that a school board, in this case, could pass any illegal act, an illegal policy during the Christmas break during the summertime.
Yeah.
And there's no students around to challenge it because the policy is just a latent policy not being applied. There's no one to apply it against.
So that's mute.
And then 30 days come and it's grandfathered in. And then the students come back to school after the break, and there is this illegal policy in effect that they have to labor under.
That they can't even challenge.
Yeah, which makes no sense. So when a state or local entity creates something that is void, what's called ab initio, from the very beginning, it has no authority at all. It has no action that is legal. You cannot limit that to a 30-day window. And so that's what he did. We appealed to the Virginia Supreme Court, and the Virginia Supreme Court was tracking exactly with our argument, and that's why they agreed to take this case. Now we will file our brief and have another argument later on the merits. It's a very critical case because this issue is not only in Virginia, but it's also around the country as well. And let's, Matt, let's look at the implications. You already suggested some of these, but you know, if you have this so-called LGBT policy, and let's look at the gender, because it includes here gender identity and gender expression. There's no definition for that. It's all in your mind. It's all how you subjectively say that you are on a given day. And if this policy applies to school, where, say, a boy can use a woman's restroom, shower room, or locker room, then it also applies when you're traveling.
Right.
Because you don't have non-discrimination policies at school, but then you just throw them out when you're on the road. So when the football team and when the girls' cheerleading squad, and you have boys on the cheerleading squad and girls on the cheerleading squad, when you have band, when the band is traveling, you have boys and girls, and the boy doesn't want to stay in the boys' room, wants to now stay in the girls' room because that boy says, I identify as a girl. Well, not only can that boy use the girls' facility of the restroom and the shower room and the locker room on campus, but can also sleep in the same room in the hotel with the girls. That's the crazy implications of this absurd policy.
I mean, he still has feelings like a boy. He's still going to have those attractions toward girls.
But, and even if you have someone who is so confused that they think that they want to be a girl, the fact of the matter is, you can't tell what's going on in the person's mind because it's all subjective. So now you have somebody who has the raging hormones of a boy and does not think he's a girl, but wants to be in the room with girls. So that boy says, I identify as a girl too. I want to sleep in that room with the other girls. You can't stop that person.
This is so Orwellian, and the other side will say, oh, you know, that never happens. You're coming out with this parade of horribles. We've got, you know, an example in Washington State at Evergreen State College where they have an open swim. They open up the locker rooms to girls as young as 6 years old. And a man by the name of Clay Scott Francis, 47-year-old man, calls himself Colleen, says that admits he's sexually attracted to women. So he claims he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. It lays nude and sprawls out in the sauna at Evergreen State College, exposing himself to girls as young as 6 years old, terrorizing them. A young 17-year-old girl goes to the swim coach and says, there's this naked man, and they're scared, they're frightened, they're intimidated, they're terrorized. And so the coach goes in and asks this guy to leave. Well, they call the police, naturally, and because of a law similar to this in Washington State, this guy is paraded out as some kind of victim, and this 17-year-old girl who was terrorized is considered the bully, and he starts comparing this to Jim Crow laws and drinking out, you know, blacks being forced to drink out of a different water fountain. We have lost our minds as a nation. This is absolutely, not only is it insane, it's evil, Matt.
In this case, the girls lost their right to their own dressing rooms. They had to go to another room because of him.
We were just in a city, and some girls that we were talking to, they went to this restroom, and it had they had two gender-neutral restrooms. They had changed their men and women's restroom to both gender-neutral, so both men and women were using the same restroom. Some of the women did not want to do that. They didn't want to go into a restroom, though it was a single-use restroom. And even these single-use restrooms, by the way, it doesn't placate these individuals, because if you have a male and female restroom and then you have a family restroom where it's a single-use restroom, that's not what they want. They don't want to go into the single-use restroom. They want to go into the restroom of their choice. It is absolutely absurd. It literally turns on its head the whole idea of protection based upon discrimination that you're a male or a female, because if it's all a product of your mind, imagine if race was all a product of your mind. You would never have any real racial discrimination, because you could just simply say that you're a particular race or say that you're a particular ethnicity. It just literally turns the law and objective reality on its head. At the end of the day, it's an outright rebellion against our Creator. Well, the good news is here that the Virginia Supreme Court has decided to step into the middle of this. Now, the good news also is Prince William County was considering passing a similar ordinance. There's other counties or entities in the state of Virginia that wanted to get on the bandwagon. Well, the fact that the Virginia Supreme Court has stepped in the middle of it, that's going to put or should put a halt to all of those additional lawless activities. Pray for this case. It is the case in Virginia. I will argue this later at some point in time. We're going to be moving into the briefing phase. But this is great news that the Virginia Supreme Court has decided to step in the middle of this significant issue. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.